Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
As we segue now to Peter Greenberg, who does a travel show on WGN Radio. Did you hear him this weekend? I did. Hi, Peter. How are you?
And good morning, John.
You said something on your show on Saturday that really jumped out at me. See, let me see if I got this right, because I'm quoting you wherever I go. Airlines make more money on checked bag fees than on anything else. Is that true?
That is correct. There are two biggest sources of profit. One is they make more money on these ancillary fees. Let me give you this number. The U.S. airlines alone in 2019, $29 billion in ancillary fees. And the other thing they make the most money on, which is going to come to a surprise to many of our listeners, the frequent flyer programs. The airlines sell their miles at about 1.4 cents a mile to banks like Citibank for American Airlines and Chase for United and American Express for Delta. And each year, these three financial institutions will pay the airlines over $1.4 billion each just for those miles, knowing full well, by the way, that the redemption levels of those miles is only about 8%.
Really? People that have miles eat them? They don't use them?
How many unredeemed miles are there right now, John? You're not going to go to the Showcase Showdown on this one. Take a guess.
I have 1,000,006.
23 trillion.
that people have not used. We could go to Pluto and back in first class, in business, and still have miles left over.
Right. So it's the most amazing return on investment. Mafia loan sharks don't get this kind of return.
Go back to the baggages, though,
for a
second. So you're telling me that when I pay $25 or $50 for a checked bag, that is the biggest revenue source. Are there any tips? Because you were talking about that over the weekend, too, Peter.
Well, here's the thing. Take a look at Southwest Airlines. They knew that the checked baggage issue was a big negative touch point for their passengers. They've actually branded their entire airline over the past 7 or 8 years by announcing that they're not going to charge for two bags. Now, are their fares competitive with the other airlines? Yes. Are they about the same? Yes. But from a public perception point of view, you're not going to your wallet every time you're checking a bag. The other airlines, they didn't want to leave that money on the table, and guess what? They didn't. So we're talking, I mean, think about that. There's no labor involved, I mean, over and above the idea of just checking the bag, which they were going to do anyway. And then if you're overweight by 1 pound, that cost goes up between $150 and $300. So it's a little crazy.
I've seen people taking stuff out of one bag and putting it in another, or putting the clothes on in the bag to drive the weight down. But the strategy that kind of makes me crazy, and I know a lot of people do it and it seems to work for them, but I don't, is they take a bag with them to the gate that they know is not going to get on that plane. It's too big. And then say, oh, it's too heavy or it's too big. And they walk it down the skyway and they just put it on the plane and they don't pay the checked bag fee.
Which angers all the people who did pay for it. I was on a Delta flight recently and I counted 53 bags on the jetway that needed to be loaded back on the plane. And the scam is this, and I understand the reason for it, and so do you, that if you can get it through the security checkpoint, if it actually fits in that conveyor belt and weighs under 50 pounds, you get to play the game at the gate. And in most cases, the airline will say, well, we're going to have to check that bag at no charge. And you go, oh, really? Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So do you recommend that, Peter? I mean, you and I might not like that, but if they're going to let us get away with it, why not?
Well, it all depends on the airline and even particularly the airport itself. Denver is particularly tough on this. They will check the bag and charge you at the gate. They've got the facility to do that now. But other airlines, it's more important for them to get the plane pushed back on time because they lose more money that way than they'd ever gain for charging you the $25 or $35 to check the bag. It's really a crapshoot.
I guess it's a decision that you have to make. It seems to me like the fee should be for bringing the baggage onto the plane, because then you don't have to go down to the carousels afterwards. There's no great convenience for me checking my bag, and I have to pay a premium for that. To me, it should be the other way around.
It actually gets worse than that, because I came across a confidential memo to all the Delta gate agents that looked at every one of their planes by the type of plane and how many bags could actually fit in the overhead compartment versus the number of passengers that could be carried on that plane. And with no exceptions, they could only handle half the carry-on bags to the number of passengers that were on the plane. So right then and there, you've got a problem.
Hmm. Peter, now your show is new to WGN Radio the last few Saturdays, and it kind of floats around in the middle part of the day on Saturdays. Sometimes it'll appear, I think, on Sundays, too. But you've been doing this for a while, huh?
We've been doing the radio show now. We're coming up on our 19th year, and we do it literally from a different location in the world every week.
I noticed.
I'm going down today, by the way. We're going to tape one today on the most amazing cruise ship you've never heard of, and I guarantee you've never heard of it. It's called the Astoria. And this is a ship that is the oldest cruise ship in the world. It's 73 years old, and nobody even knows it's still sailing because it's had 11 different owners, 9 different names, but its claim to fame, get ready for this, for those people old enough to remember this, back in 1956, it was called the Stockholm, and this was the ship that rammed into the Andrea Doria and sank it, the largest maritime disaster in U.S. history, and this ship is still sailing.
Peter Greenberg, Weekends on WGN Radio. Nice to hear you, Peter. Thanks for your thoughts today.
Anytime, John.
Have a good morning.